from KQED.
From KQED Arts, I'm Rachel Miro, KQED's Silicon Valley arts and culture reporter, sitting in for Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Trami Nguyen Krohn, author of Vietnamese, and that's with a Z, and founder of Chopsticks Alley Art. It's a nonprofit organization featuring Southeast Asian artists in the Bay Area.
Welcome to 2018. Regardless of world events or that dubious new diet you just started, it's safe to say we're in for a lot of great art, great music, theater, and so on in the new year. But let's start with some comedy, because I need to laugh.
I agree with you.
So the 17th annual SF Sketch Fest kicks off on January 11th, featuring, among other things, several tributes to stars like Ricky Gervais, Jane Lynch, and one of my favorites, Maria Bamford.
It's so hard to live in Los Angeles. People are working so hard. That's all we talk about.
What are you working on these days? What's going on with you? What's on the next page for you? What's coming up for you? What are you working on?
Oh, I'm done. Yeah, I finished early.
This juggernaut includes more than 200 shows over 17 days. So even though tickets have been on sale since mid-November, there's still a chance you can get into something interesting. Live podcasts and a live performance of the soundtrack to the Royal Tenenbaums. Something for everyone.
Ricky Gervais, I love him. I haven't seen him since the British sitcom in The Office. Remember that?
I sure do.
Would be interesting to see him do stand-up.
SF Sketch Fest runs from January 11th through January 28th at multiple venues throughout San Francisco. And Trami, since you mentioned you love Ricky Gervais, you should know he's also performing at the Masonic in San Francisco on the 24th and 5th as part of his Humanity
That's
Tour.
That's fantastic.
Now, I know this isn't going to sound funny at first coming out of stand-up, but the St. Louis Symphony, conducted by David Robertson, is playing at Stanford's Bing Hall on January 19th. And that program includes Thomas Audis's dances from the high camp opera Powder Her Face. Just listen to this, Trami, and you'll get what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You can hear the camp, right?
Yes, it sounds almost like the Wicked Witch of the West is coming.
Exactly. The program also includes Benjamin Britten's violin concerto with Augustin Haderlich, a Grammy-winning violinist. He is fantastic. I'm serious. Get on YouTube. Check it out.
Well, you know, I have to confess, I'm not much of a symphony person.
No.
Oh, after about 15 minutes, I'm like, okay, get me out of here. But, you know, this one's worth checking out because the music sounds kind of fun and exciting.
And the acoustics at Bing are fabulous, too.
Yeah.
The St. Louis Symphony, conducted by David Robertson, plays at Stanford's Bing Hall on January 19th. Trami, we can't get through this Duelist taped right here in the San Jose Bureau of KQED without mentioning one of the most compelling art exhibits in San Jose, produced by the art collaborative The Propeller Group at the San Jose Museum of Art, just down the way from here. Do you want to explain to folks what this exhibition is about?
You know, I can't really tell you how proud I am of this moment because as a Vietnamese American, to see Vietnamese American artists featured so prominently, one highlight of the exhibition is The Living Need Light, The Dead Need Music. Some folks may think this is Vietnam today, but it really isn't. Like, I grew up in the city. I've never seen green rice paddy fields, right? But then for foreigners, for the ones who've never been to Vietnam, when you watch this video, you might think, oh, that's Vietnam. But it's just a little segment of Vietnam. So if the viewers can keep that in mind, I think they could learn so much more and embrace the culture a little bit better.
It's an ongoing exhibition. The Propeller Group at the San Jose Museum of Art continues through March 25th. So moving up the peninsula, the African American Composers Initiative will present its annual benefit concert on January 27th and 8th at the Performing Arts Center of Eastside College Preparatory School in East Palo Alto. The program is called Out of the Blues, The Gift of Song. There are works old, there are works new, and there are works new inspired by the old. Which brings me to a little bit from last year's concert. From Zenobia Powell Perry's I Gotta Move When the Spirits Say Move.
I gotta move when the spirits say move.
gotta move when the spirits say move. When the spirits say move, I know it's time to move on. I gotta move when the spirits say move. You gotta do what the spirits...
I'll tell you, Trami, for locals, the most famous name in this is one of the principals behind the African American Composers Initiative, Judge LaDoris Cordell. She's a retired judge from the Superior Court of California. She's also a former independent police auditor for the city of San Jose. And she's also an accomplished pianist and singer and a passionate advocate for musical history.
That's amazing. I just met her last month at San Jose Rotary Club. And she's really impressive. I had no idea she was involved in this, and I'm glad to hear that this program aims to celebrate the tremendous range and depth of music composed by African American composers through the ages. Out of the Blues, The Gift of Song will happen on January 27th and 28th at the Performing Arts Center of Eastside College Preparatory School in East Palo Alto.
That sugary song you hear playing underneath us is Knock Knock from the band Twice. We're all familiar with K-pop by now, but Korean fashion is also on a path to world domination, and it's on the runway, so to speak, at the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco with Couture Korea. Trami, it's not often you see Bay Area Museum exhibits reviewed in Vogue magazine like
That's
this one was.
So neat. And you know, the music that you just played makes me feel so young. And the exhibition showcases not only the current fashion, but also ancient fashion and a modern reinterpretation of that moment when Seoul-based designers are doing a turn on the global stage.
Couture Korea is at the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco until February 4th, so you don't have too much time.
No, to... I better get on it now.
Exactly. Special thanks to my co-host, Trami Nguyen Krohn.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me on the do list today.
And a Happy New Year from all of us at KQED News and Arts. You can find details on all these listings at The Do List at kqed.org/arts, and check out our podcast while you're there.
I'm Trami Nguyen Krohn. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Vietnamese with a Z.
I'm Rachel Miro. Follow me on Twitter at Rachel Miro.